Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show, where we discuss the concept and history and application of black people leaving the slavery, suffering, and death of our former slave masters to create our own societies based on freedom, justice, and equality. Our mission, and yours if you accept it, is to seriously, Our mission, and yours if you accept it, is to usually be serious discussion, debate about the concept of separation. Tonight's show is going to be a little different. This is a show where we're going to lighten it up a little bit, because it's the corporate holidays. So we're going to be a little less serious. However, we're going to be serious about what we're going to talk about. So what I'm going to do, we have some of our Time to Leave guests on, and our show for tonight, our topic for tonight is 525 reasons why we don't celebrate Christmas. We, as in Muslims, we don't celebrate Christmas, but we're going to try our best to get up to 525 reasons why we don't celebrate Christmas. And the topic came from our late sister, may Allah be pleased with her. She did a show, 10 Million Reasons Why We Should Separate. So what we did was, we, in the spirit of our sister, Sister Mary, we took the title 525 Reasons Why We Don't Celebrate Christmas. So what we're going to do is I'm going to start it off. One of the reasons why we don't celebrate Christmas, why I don't celebrate Christmas, is because Santa doesn't give his slaves, elves, slaves, Christmas off. I mean, they're working hard, you know, allegedly making gifts for him to drop off to unsuspecting children or expecting children on December 25th. And so, but on a serious note, you all know that Santa had a slave. The Nation of Islam Research Group did publish an article, and you can find it on their webpage, noirg.org, Nation of Islam Research Group. And it's actually on, the article itself is actually called Rethinking Christmas and Its Racist Roots. And in there, they talk about a character called Black Pete. And historically, he's described as a large, aggressive-looking black man. Santa wore his red suit, but this guy wore a black man, and he was dressed very roughly, and he was used to threaten naughty Caucasian children. But he was Santa Claus's sidekick, and his name was Black Pete. So I'm going to bring on some more of the Time to Leave panelists. And Dr. Ridgely, I'm going to open Dr. Ridgely's mic, and Sister Majida. Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
the major reason why I don't celebrate Christmas is I can't afford it. I just ain't got the money. And it ain't funny, but I ain't got the money.
I'm laughing, Dr. Ridgely, because my daughter said the same thing when I asked her. She said, I can't afford it.
Well, the thing that really spoiled me about the last time I was with my family, Dr. Ridgely, I was at the dinner table, and we were getting ready to eat. And they were serving the food, you know, and I saw everybody else getting their food and everything. You know, and, you know, we were having a discussion. I told them Muslims believe in separation. And they said, well, we'll set your plate up outside then.
Oh, that's funny.
That is. That's funny. Yes, sir.
So that kind of spoiled me. You know, that kind of gave me a bad taste on Christmas.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, you know, I will say
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Yes. I will say this. When my husband was sharing with me earlier his reasons why he no longer celebrates Christmas, and I started thinking, you know, actually right after we had the discussion that Sunday, I said, well, let me think about that. And I started thinking, and I wrote some things down. So excitedly, I shared my reason with him, and the response was that it was a little NPR-ish. So I'm a little reluctant to share my my one reason that I did come up with. But you know, that's kind of funny. But you know, the first thing that came to my mind when I thought about it was, you know, such a racist holiday. I said, just imagine the image or the story that they want us to accept, that some fat white man is going to come down our chimney and give us gifts, blah, blah, blah. We know what it all is. And I said, let me just try to imagine that whole scenario in reverse. Can I actually, as a black person, conjure up the image of white folks going to sleep and sleeping peacefully, knowing that a black man is going to come down their chimney while they're asleep, or that little white children are going to happily bake cookies and milk and set it out for a black man, and while they go to sleep with sugar plums dancing in their head, I just reverse it and just try to imagine, you know, this white family going out to Whole Foods and trying to get the best cookies, you know, let's make sure they're organic and get them some real good whole milk, all of this for a black man. I said, there's no way. There's no way that they're going to buy that same story that they sold us.
That's right. They're gonna be waiting there with a shotgun talking about, I'm gonna stand my damn ground, and they're gonna come down that chimney.
Please. happily sleep.
Yeah, that nigga come down that damn chimney and get them damn cookies. I'm going to blow his ass away.
I said, you know, that's really some. So I really couldn't get into, you know, the more light banter about it. I just, you know, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I said, you know what, let me just try to imagine that.
But I tell you, though, Majita, it's like this. You know, realistically, from a real point of view, Santa, you know why Santa will never be able to find the home of a true Muslim? Dr. Richard, do you know?
No, why?
Because we're living under the bridge.
That's close. But I think the reason why Santa would never find, you know, a home of a Muslim because we're in a part of the lost found nation of Islam.
So you say because we lost, he won't find us? You gotta do better than sound effects. how long did it take you to come up with that one?
But the sound effects.
That was
you guys didn't get my joke, so I gave myself a thumbs down.
Yeah, that was the Charlie Brown sound, right?
Yeah, that's the thumbs down sound.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can do it again.
I'll try again. Just for the last one, go ahead.
Anybody call in?
Yeah, we got some callers, but nobody, let's see. Callers. You see, this is a somewhat light topic tonight.
Well, maybe they don't appreciate the topic. Because they need some mistletoe with a pig right now, so they don't think it's funny.
Yeah, but we have to let him go when we start talking about building our own culture. We're going to have to let him go.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, is my mic open? Because I didn't hear the message. You are now in the hoop queue.
Oh, yes, you're in, Sister Ann.
Okay. I wonder if the others don't think they're in because I didn't get that message. It usually tells you.
Okay. But tell everybody they want to be in to hit the one button.
They got to hit the one because right now we got people listening. So if you think what we're doing, if you have a comment about tonight's subject or you want to add something to it, just press the one. Come on in. You don't have to be a scholar tonight. You can just go ahead and say whatever's on your mind because is this the Christmas show, Dr. Richard?
No, this is the Xmas show.
The Xmas show. Now speaking of Xmas, Doc, did you do your anti Claus routine this year?
No, I didn't do it because most of the stores about closed down anyway. So, Well, plus I couldn't get out off the farm because of the mud. So, I think we did at the time when it was a shock to people. We went through a Christmas parade with it, all that type of stuff. But you know, me, once I do something and get the last out, you know, I'm on to another task. So I got the last out of that one. So I'm on to another task. The people got the message. They're bringing out black Santa Clauses now. So they got the message. Black Jesus. So they got the message. In other words, the white man don't. That is food. He got to do something to trick them fools. So I would have something else.
Man, whenever I see a black Santa Claus, I'm like, you know, I tell people, that's not Santa Claus. Because Santa Claus is not black. He's a white man from the North Country. So why you want to blacken him up? If you believe in Santa Claus, leave him white.
Leave him like that. Yeah, and the question is, why they had to make Santa so close to Satan? I mean, all he had to do was move that end down a few places, and bam, there you got Satan. Yeah. I mean, why they had to do that? So you see, they be playing games with people. You see, that they be playing games, and to get you to worship them. So they got Santa, and they laughing. You know, Hook Nose is laughing and talking about, look at this Satan. They laugh. They're following Satan, waiting for Satan to come. ha 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 ha. What's that sound you put in there? That anyway, hit that button. But that's you know, another reason why, you know, it ain't worth playing games with these people because they're playing games with us.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's right. And supposedly it's the other selling point for us is that it's all about Jesus, a man, you know, that they say that we should worship, but they don't at all. Not at all.
No.
On the contrary.
Well,
so, you know, it's just what can we sell them?
But I used to get the suckers money on Xmas, and then at 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, we close up the tent, selling T-shirts, load the children up, and go down south to Florida, and the Jews at the hotel restaurant, came over to the table and said, you know, wow, this is something. Y'all out here traveling on Christmas? And I said, yeah, we out here with y'all, you know. So these Jews, they coming from Canada, New York, Philly, and they made the suckers money off of that which they who they killed. And then now they going down to hang out until March down in Florida. So, you know, we did it too. It's all it's a bunch of crops. But we used to take get our children toys and stuff like that, but it's only when they would bring something home from school that we appreciate it. You know,
right.
A or B, they brought an A
right.
or B, then we go get them something. You know what I mean? But I ain't gonna get you done behind no lie about no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus wasn't born on that day, no way. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
you got to what in a manger and out they sleeping outdoors, the shepherds. Not at that time of year in Palestine. No, that's y'all lying. So it was a lie in the first place, you know. And then another thing I like about they got those three wise men, right? How come
yes.
they're so wise? And now wait a minute, they wise men, right? But yet they go to Herod and they tell Herod that the Messiah about to be born, and then Herod go out and kill everybody.
Yeah,
all babies. How they wise men?
Because
they told him.
And they told a secret,
told
huh?
Yeah, I mean, how can you be so wise to go up to Herod and tell Herod who works for the Romans, right? You know he works for the Romans. And you
right.
go to Herod and tell him that we just seen a star and it's over Bethlehem. And that signals that's going to be a Messiah. And then as they leaving, then they, according to the Bible, they leave and say, you know what? We shouldn't have done that.
Mm.
Come on now. The wise men?
Mm.
No. That's why the Jews be laughing at people. Because they put that in there.
Right.
Because they know that they didn't want. Their job is not to usher in the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
They are imposters wanting to stay close to black people.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that it's going to be black people who need to be liberated from their clutches
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
with a Messiah. And they want to be close enough so when he comes up, they can kill him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they track down Jesus, you know, especially Jesus. And Jesus came in there, when he came into the temple, and started throwing stuff around like the bunny bags and the and them doves, you know, them doves, those are carrier pigeons, you know.
Mm.
Those are carrier pigeons. That was the communication system back then. So that's how the Jews in the temple would know what the value of different currencies were. So when the people would come, they would do trade currency. That's why it was money changers. It wasn't people just selling soap, okay? They weren't selling soap and chicken breasts, all right? They were selling, they were money changing, exchanging currencies from different countries. And they would cheat the people on the value of that currency because they didn't really know how that currency compared to another currency. But because the Jews had these carrier pigeons, they knew the value of the currencies from all over the known world. So just like today, with the stock market flipping up and down and the value of the dollar, these Jews play the same game, is that information, control of information, means that they know what's going to happen before you do, and they wait till the sucker get in, and then they fleece the sucker out of everything he got. So when Jesus did that, that's when they took and strung him up, because he done messed with the family business. They didn't care about him, you know, resurrecting the dead and making the blind see. You know, hey, that's cool. But when he went in there and started talking about throwing out the money changers and them doves and everything, they said, oh, that boy got to go. That boy got to go. He messing with the family business.
And right. That's what we're doing by calling for all these boycotts.
Right. That's what we're doing, to call all these boycotts. Now, when the minister did this,
in their bottom line, they're God.
Yep. But the minister, 10:10:15, when he did that, they you know, the minister said in 2015, he said that we want 10,000 Phyllis black men. And they put in the news that he said 10,000 Phyllis to kill white people. But he didn't say that 10,000
right.
Phyllis black men to kill white people. He said 10,000 Phyllis black men.
Right.
Okay.
Spinning it.
So, and he said, come with me at 10:10:15. So all the young people, if y'all was there, there's a lot of young people there. All the young people were there. And so instead of the young people being in the streets fighting the police like they were doing in Ferguson, instead of them being in the streets fighting the police, they waiting to see what Farrakhan go tell them. And what did Farrakhan tell them? Boycott.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that saves a lot of, and the minister even said it, he saved a lot of young people's lives by what he did at 10:10:15 by leading them in another direction that they can fight without getting themselves killed. Just simply by not patronizing those companies. And since then, they have kept America afloat with a lot of money from the Federal Reserve being given to the corporations and to the bankers to buy stock to keep the stock prices up. And just started a couple of months ago, the Federal Reserve started to increase the interest rates. And so now the crash is on. But that's because the Federal Reserve, they always do. The Federal Reserve starts bubbles, and then it bursts bubbles. It starts bubbles by reducing the interest rate like they did after 2001. They reduced the interest rates after the system failed to build it back up. Then they overdid it, and then they dropped it down right before 2007. In the 2007, they killed the housing market. And in 2008, the whole thing fell down. Then they did the same thing after the whole thing fell down. In 2009, in 2010, 2012, they reduced the interest rate to almost zero and flooded the market with money, easy money they put out there. Well, they kept everything afloat. But instead of them starting in 2015 with increasing the interest rates, they didn't do it because they didn't want to crash. Because Bernie Sanders had already told everybody that it was the Wall Street bankers who made the crash in 2008. And so the people were looking, and then the minister, he stopped the race war that they were trying to have. So you know, that boy Dylan Root, he even said that he tried to start a race war. And we were killing people. But we just wouldn't fight. So the minister stopped the race war, and that was going to be the cover for the bankers in New York stealing the money, and then Bernie Sanders told everybody the bankers stole the money last time. All right? So they couldn't do it. So the Federal Reserve kept the interest rate flat, so almost basically zero, so that they can continue to pump the stock market up so it wouldn't fall. But now they're going to blame it on Trump. So they put Trump in. Now, Trump is stupid. Trump said before he got elected, he said that it was rigged. Y'all remember when he said it was rigged?
Yes, sir.
Now, he won, Hillary won by 3 million votes. And yet he's still president. How is he president if she won by 3 million votes? He should have known then that the system was rigged. But now he in office, and now they done pulled the rug out underneath him to blame him for the crash. So these Jews can steal all the money and run again.
And I'm telling this to all, I'm telling this to black folks. I'm telling everyone, don't y'all kill Trump. Don't kill Trump now. And be careful. Don't allow them to make you get up. See, they gonna put out some false flag operation. See, your boy, what that boy down there in South Carolina? What's that boy's name? Senator down there. Anyway, he made a statement that if Trump pulls out of Afghanistan, that there's gonna be another 9-1-1. I said, well, what is he talking
about?
That's
a sign. Yeah.
That's a sign. He's calling it on. So
right,
they're getting ready for a false flag. They're getting ready for a false flag, and they're going to blame it on black people, preferably black Muslims, preferably the Nation of Islam. So we just telling everybody, we love Trump. I love Trump. He's doing a good job. And I don't know. Want nobody to hurt Trump. And the minister just said, too, don't hurt Trump. So don't be putting that crap on us if y'all try to pull that crap by killing him. I'm talking about you white folks and you Jews. We ain't going for it. Nope. He's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Trump, he's our man. He can't do it, nobody can. He almost looked like Santa Claus. If he had a beard, he's already fat and out of shape. He got red hair. Huh? If he just grew a beard, And it's like Santa Claus when he put them young children on his lap. You know he an old pedophile, right?
Yeah.
So he really fits it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, crook. You know how does Santa get all them toys? You know he said no, he steal that. Santa stole all them damn toys. You know you can't make all them toys for everybody. He had to steal them toys from somebody. Santa ain't nothing but a damn big ass crook, and so is Trump. And they both of them doing a good job. So don't y'all harm Trump. He working for God. Praise the Lord.
Hey, praise the Lord. That's what his people truly believe, too. That he's working for God.
Yeah, he is. He is working for God. You know,
right,
what I mean?
On
our behalf. And he represents them completely and perfectly. They're stupid. And he's stupid. And so they make a good partnership. Stupid on stupid. So, is anybody else call it in?
So, if you want to take part in this conversation, we got callers on the line. I assume they're enjoying the show because they're still on the line, despite my my corny jokes. But call in. If you have any questions, if you want to add to the conversation, press the 1 on your phone.
Well, maybe they're still celebrating Christmas.
Also, the point I was making, Brother Carlton, is they may have pressed 1 and not realized their line is open.
Well, I can see. I opened the line. When you push 1, I can see that your line is open. So even though you didn't hear the message, there's a little indicator on my screen. So I knew, well, the indicator lets me know somebody has pressed 1, and then I opened the line.
Okay.
I saw that you had pressed 1, and while we were talking, I just opened the line, and because I don't hear what you hear, I don't get that message that you get.
Okay. I just wanted everybody else to know that even if they pressed 1 and didn't get the message, that their line is
right. And then usually when they press 1, I come in to open the line, and I always let them know that they're on. I always announce them, but if they just press 1, they will not get in automatically. I have to recognize them. So, they still opening them presents. I had to stop.
Right.
I had to stop doing Christmas because the neighbors were looking at me funny when I brought in my star and crested Christmas tree.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Well,
the shape like star and crested. Yeah, that's something. That's another one. You're bad in sound effects. Real terrible. Real bad.
I wonder how many children's self-esteem is damaged around this time of year. Because, I remember as far back as when I was in fifth grade, our fifth grade homeroom teacher had everybody write their letter to Santa as to what they wanted. Well, I wrote my letter, and I didn't get what I wrote on my letter. So after Christmas vacation, and you know, I don't know why they even have you do that. They don't have a way to get that stuff, no intention to get it to your parents. So to the Christmas holidays, I was walking to school with my little best friend, and she asked me, she said, "What did you get for Christmas?" I said, "Well, I didn't get what was on that list, so I don't think there is a Santa Claus." So we get to school, and the same teacher going around the room asking everybody how was their Christmas and what did they get for Christmas. Well, my little friend, when her turn came, she told the teacher that I said there was no Santa Claus. I got the worst scolding in that class.
Wow.
I mean, she really embarrassed me. That's why you didn't get what you wanted.
Wow.
She did.
So she called you out.
Yes, the grown woman called this little 10-year-old out for saying there was no Santa Claus.
Well, you were the Grinch.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's still going on. How many little children are being damaged by that same kind of thing when they write these letters with all the stuff that they know the parents know they can't afford? The parents don't know they've done this. So when that Christmas morning, if they're still perpetrating this fraud, and the child didn't get what they think this person is supposed to give them, then think about what it may do to them.
That's true.
And these are the kinds of things that people don't think about. You remember just a few nights ago, on one of our other calls, the sister mentioned that on her job, they wanted people to give donations for this woman who couldn't afford to get her child any toys for Christmas. Well, in my opinion, if you can't afford it, to me, that's the best time for you to go ahead and tell your child the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the mother I was. My children knew it was for me, and this is all I could afford. I'm working hard, please. I was not going to give credit to some fat, mysterious man. It's like, look.
Exactly.
Look, all you got this time was a coloring book and a jump rope. That's it. Oh, well.
Exactly. And that's the way my parents were. That's exactly the way my parents were. So, you know, it's time out for that. It's really time out. And I can remember another time I was NAACP president in Macon, and it was during the holiday season. Now, this was before I even came into the nation, so I guess I was beginning to become awake. This preacher called me as NAACP president. He had this woman who had called him because she didn't have money to get her children anything for Christmas. Now, this is the preacher calling me as the NAACP president. I told him, I said, "Well, you know, why don't you tell her children the truth and just celebrate the reason that's supposed to be Christmas anyway, and that is to celebrate the birthday of Jesus, and that is not supposed to be about gifts." I don't know if he appreciated that, but that's what I told him.
Well, I knew it wasn't no Santa Claus, because I lived in the projects.
Right.
We had no chimneys, so I suspected that for a long time. Plus I found out where my mama was hiding the presents as anyhow. So, you know, I knew from a long way back that it ain't no Santa Claus, because his mama doing it, and we did not have no chimney in the first place. So I knew all those big lies.
But then, too, children may know that. They may see the parents hiding those presents, but then they're getting this other mixed message that there is Santa Claus. So the children are confused.
Right. Where'd Mama get it?
The smaller they are, the
Maybe
more confused
gave it to her
they are.
Sort of hide it.
Exactly.
Just
exactly.
See, so much deception, though.
Uh-huh. And then all around them, all of this media, Santa, Santa. And even they got the national media involved in this crap. Some major agency do this report about where Santa is, and we see him.
And see,
that was one of my concerns. Like, how could he be in all these places, and how is he gonna get all this stuff from this house to that house, this country to that country, and he's gonna get mine too? Well, you know, we didn't have any chimney either, but you know, Santa has keys to the doors. And I'm like, really? That key to all these houses?
Well, I can never get to the size of how big his damn sleigh had to be. All right? I knew a bicycle is kind of awkward. And if he just had a few bicycles, that'd be a serious problem. In terms of where you put all that, I couldn't figure out how big of a damn thing did he have. And them damn reindeer. First of all, the reindeer don't fly. Now, if he had some eagles.
Oh, you lost your doctor visually. He dropped off. I'm sure he'll be back on. Yeah, so I'll finish it. If he had some, I guess he was going to say, if he had some eagles or some birds of some sort, it would have been somewhat palatable. But, okay.
Since they already fly, right?
Right.
Yeah, when you start thinking, you know, it's something because the mind is designed, we're taught the mind is designed to think rightly. So you know,
exactly.
Children are trying to figure that thing out.
Hey,
they're
we got a caller.
Exactly.
We got a caller.
And
we're
constantly adding deception on top of their questions because their mind is designed to think rightly.
Well, we have a caller that has a question or comment. Caller with the last four digits, 1498. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, family. This is Sister Melva.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam.
This is funny. I am serious. But, you know, Santa Claus couldn't come to our house. When we were young, we knew we could see our parents. We would see our parents, catch them every once in a while. Don't say we didn't have any chimney or anything. And when I got older and had children, my children already knew. No such thing as Santa Claus. None. I did it. Your dad did it. If we did it.
Your dad did it. That's good.
But you know, it's something though. When you work hard, and you're you know trying to give your children the best life you can at that time, to just hand over all of that credit to somebody else that doesn't even exist.
Well, that's why they call it. That's why it's Santa. He just moved it into different places. It's Satan. I mean, you know, they just like they playing games with people, laughing, people making all that money, and the very ones that make all the money at Christmas is Jews.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't believe that he was the Messiah.
Don't believe.
And they're the ones that make all the money at Christmas. That's why they go down to Florida, take all the people's money down there, and hell. I'm in Facebook jail right now because I said something about the Jews and the secret relationship between blacks and Jews, and they put me in Facebook jail for 7 days.
Wow.
That's why I said something about Jews. They're real powerful.
And I'm sure they're very nervous right now too.
Well, they should be nervous. Because it's about to go down. You know, they're scared to come for this showdown, but guess what? The people started asking questions. How come you don't go to the showdown? Y'all all that.
Right.
Y'all so smart. Why don't y'all go to show Farrakhan up? You know what I mean? So, yeah, they're going to cause a false flag. because he's these people have gotten away with so much, you know, so much silliness, and now they got everybody. There's a you know, people have picked up on Christmas.
I can't hear you, Dr. Visley. Dr. Visley, can't hear you right now.
Y'all.
Okay, we can hear you now. We missed some of that. Say that again. We missed what
Halloween,
you said.
Halloween is taking over. It's taking over Christmas.
Isn't that something?
You got more. You got people putting out more Halloween at their homes than Christmas lights. Then, so America is telling you. The white folks is telling you this is what we are about. We are about wickedness, witchcraft. We are devil worshippers, and they just up front with it. And we as little dummies, you know, running around putting on costumes and stuff, little devil outfits. We're just so stupid.
On our children.
Yes. Now I just shared this post a couple of days ago. This white guy, Drew Carey. Do y'all remember him? This comedian.
Right.
Yeah, right.
He's speaking in someplace, and his whole topic for this clip was about all these different holidays. And I mean, he go down the list talking about how bogus they are. And it's funny. It's funny, but he is telling the truth to this big audience of white people talking against all of these holidays about Halloween. You're celebrating Satan, and it's really good. So I shared it to the max that I could send it to, with all of my family included in that. But it's on Facebook now. Yeah, and it's really, really good.
And of course, your family's gonna love you even more for sending that to them, Sister Ann.
I hope so. Well, the funny thing about it, you know, Brother Carlton, I was telling my husband, I'm getting more friend requests from my family.
Wow.
They must love punishment.
No, they, as you know, our teachings say, you know, you can't beat them into submission. You just got to live the teaching. You just got to live it.
And as they get older and they start to observe the world around them, they start to think about what you've told them in the past, and it starts to make more and more sense.
And if you could ever get the youth in a setting where you can just talk to them, they will really listen. Because if they're in that group with them elders, and you know, and they gonna die hard being a Christian, it's hard to get their ear. But last summer, I was in Macon, and I had a group of my younger nieces and nephews, and I had a chance to really open up to them, and they were asking all kinds of questions. And one of my sisters were there, because there was a couple of her little granddaughters that were there. One is a pre-med student this year. And when I was telling them about, I got on the subject of how to eat to live. And this one that's pre-med, she turned to my sister, who is a grandma. She said, "Well, Grandma, why did y'all feed us all that stuff?"
What?
And so I told her, I said, "Well, we were raised eating a lot of that. So we did not know better then, but we know better now." So I told him, I said, "Now it's up to you now to change your ways."
Wow.
But yeah, that's how we can get them. But as I was saying, I'm getting, and I was telling my husband, and I'm going to say this because she's my niece and she know I love her. I got a friend request from one of my nieces. I really did not think she was intellectually capable of being on Facebook.
Oh,
wow.
I hope she's not listening to the show. She might have you fooled, and she might be one of the callers.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, we're conversing, and I'm really surprised. I am really surprised.
Really something. That's the attracting power of Islam. And like
yes,
we were talking
earlier
about Trump, you know, he's helping our people come to the realization that it's not all they
yep.
think it is.
Exactly, yep. exactly. And I had another one who is another niece who is a good friend on Facebook now. I was telling my husband, I went to a family gathering last summer. Well, this summer, really, just a few months ago. And she has this little daughter. She's 8 years old, and I know she had to weigh maybe 120 pounds or more. And I just made the statement when I saw her getting on the water slide they have for little children. I turned to her mom and said, "What are you feeding her?" And she just got so angry with me, talking about her weight. She just 8 years old. She got plenty of time to grow out of it. I said, "Well, I'm only saying that because I'm concerned. Well, she don't need to be hearing no negative stuff about her weight. Y'all going to damage her self-esteem." I said, okay, I'm finished with it. So evidently somebody else probably said something, or she had to take her to the doctor for something because she was seriously overweight. So now she's my best friend. She's one of my best friends on Facebook.
That's something.
So once they hear the truth, it's our job to tell it, whether or not they like it or not. You got to tell them. And once they come up with somebody else saying thing that's the truth, then all of a sudden it makes sense.
Well, maybe that she figured out that Santa Claus is a man, and so wasn't no need of her getting fatter for longer to fit into the clothes because she's going to be a woman when she grow up, and therefore wasn't no need of trying to fit into the clothes of Santa Claus because he a man. I'm just trying to figure this all. I'm just trying to figure.
Well, you know, they have to live and learn, and one of the things I read from another young person on one of the posts that I was responding to. And then this other young person responded. It was about people, black people, spending exorbitant amounts of money on these sneakers and so forth. And I know this young lady, and she responded and said, "Well, this is the only way some of these people can have some self-esteem. They feel like having these items make them feel like somebody. And this is their way of building their own self-esteem up."
Wow.
Well,
so I guess
expensive cell phone.
Yeah, cell phones and sneakers and all of this expensive stuff. So I guess we can look at these holidays the same way. You know, they're not doing anything else in their life. So this is a chance to, you know, celebrate and be with friends and act crazy and everybody's on one accord. So now we got to replace that with something else. Now, I had this person to say this, and maybe y'all know the language. I don't. Another person I know in Macon posted, and they've been doing this. Oh, I've been here almost 20 years on the farm, and I know I started working with this group even before I left Macon that puts on a big Kwanzaa event every year. And I know it's been going on over maybe 25 years now, every year, because I catered it a few years on one of the nights. So they put up the schedule on Facebook, and I got, you know, shared to me. And I responded that, "Oh, this brings back memories. I remember some of the planning meetings when I was in Macon responding to the sister who put it up, because we know each other very well." Then someone else who know both of us made the statement, and I'm trying to figure out what does it mean. The only thing she said was gorgeous bourgeois. So I'm trying to, what does that mean? I put the big exclamation mark and question to her. You know, explain yourself. What does that mean?
Right.
So what I'm saying is that if this can be the alternative to this Christmas madness, because Kwanzaa doesn't require you to go out and spend all this money.
Exactly. It's just the contrary.
Exactly. So if you're going to, as another black person, why would you down that? To me, another way to replace this madness of Christmas with something else people can be in a celebratory fashion about.
But Kwanzaa ties you to Africa. And you know these Negroes don't be tied on damn Africa. That's why they want that white man come out of the chimney. It's all about being a part of the West. It's being a part of the white man's world. It's being accepted into the white man's world. It's being a part, you know, even with integration, the big thing with integration was now white people go take our money.
But the comment came from another believer.
I don't know what that comment meant. Now, I ain't trying to figure that one out. That's Facebook stuff. That's that cyberspace stuff. I don't know what that meant.
Okay, but you know, I just feel it is an alternative. If people
just need to celebrate,
to me that's a better alternative.
We celebrated Kwanzaa to make a statement, okay, of separation.
Right.
This system. That's a statement of separation from it.
Exactly.
Okay, but when in deep down in most Negroes' hearts, you know what I'm gonna say? I never understood a Negro until I got a dog. That what's in down and deep in Negroes' hearts is to be accepted by the white man, and like Mensa Farrakhan when he went to Iran and told them that the 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi, that they are looking for, came to us. And they said, now, if you don't believe that just because you just don't believe it, that's one thing. But if you don't believe that because you don't believe that he will come to a black person, then that is worse than they just don't believe it. In other words, you are a racist.
Right.
Okay. So black people don't want to be saved if they will be saved by a black person. They want some white person, like Jack Kennedy, to save them. Okay. They know Trump ain't going to save them, so now they really upset because Trump acts like the one who we say white folks is. Right? So they're really mad with us because, you know, when Obama won, they was poking fun of us. I remember when he won. Yeah, you got a black president now. What y'all got to say about that? I said, okay, we'll see. And so now they had 8 years, ain't got nothing. And then here comes this white boy who's in there because he hates Obama. And now he is showing his tail, and the white folks is showing their tail. They take their tail out and say, look, I told you Elijah told you we had a tail. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And black folks is mad at us. You know, I'm out selling papers. And people, you know, I said, what have I done to these niggas? It's just because we're telling the truth. And they know we're telling them the truth. And they hate us because we're telling them the truth. And they can't get away from the fact that it is the truth now because Trump is showing up the devil. He almost red. He orange. Okay? He orange, and he wicked, and he stupid, and he evil, and he hate black folk. And they want to say, how did it happen to them? How did it happen to them?
Mm-mm.
You know, why did God punish them by showing them that the Muslims were right all along about white folk? So they're in a quandary. And the only thing that's going to help them is when a few of them die from starvation. Then all of a sudden they go wake up. They go wake up, but after
mm-hmm.
a few of them die from starvation, because the fleas don't leave till the dog doesn't die. When the dog
right.
is dead, the fleas leave. Unfortunately, that's what it's going to take for most black folk to wake up, because they're faking sleep, is for the system completely to fail.
Right
now, I'm waiting on 7,500 pounds of raw sugar to come in from Jacksonville, Florida, on a freight company, Southeastern Freight. They've been lying for 2.5 weeks about that freight. That freight ain't coming in because they don't have enough traffic to move the truck. That means that the system is down, y'all.
Mm.
And they're not going to tell you that the system is down until it's too late. Because the ones who got money running and going out the country, taking the money with them, leaving the scrubs behind. But the system is down, y'all, and she's not getting up.
Mm.
So when the stuff, the stores start closing up, there ain't no place for them to go, and the McDonald's start closing up because McDonald's can't get the product in, then all of a sudden they're going to be looking to us talking about
right.
what we going to do. What we going to do. You know what I mean?
Especially when McDonald's
so,
starts
you know, well, I mean, I hope, hell, if McDonald's closed, you know they go panic. They go panic.
End of the world.
It's the end of the world. They go panic. They'll know, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. But that's what it's going to have to take because stiff neck. And rebellion, okay?
Mm.
But, you know, we wish, we tried to beat the prediction, but the prediction was 144,000.
Mm-hmm.
That was a prediction. Okay, we're trying to beat the prediction, but these niggas is fighting us like hell. They fighting us like hell. They wants to die. So a lot of, you know, let some of them go to save the rest.
And we're down to the last 2 minutes. Closing statements.
Well, I know we didn't get to 525. I know that.
Oh, I need to say this. I heard this report on the morning news just a couple of mornings ago. They had this psychologist on. And her statements were that this time of year there are more heart attacks and suicides than at any other time of year due to this holiday season. They highlighted this one young family where this guy, 39 years old, his family had the video of that day. That particular day, he died from a heart attack. They had been celebrating all day. He was outside playing with children and some kind of game, and collapsed from a heart attack. And what she was saying is that he was participating in activities that he normally didn't participate in and exerted himself too much after that big,
wow.
heavy meal and just
wow.
dropped dead. But she was saying more people die from heart attacks and suicides at this time of year than at any other time of year. To me, those are excellent reasons not to be celebrating.
Celebrating Christmas.
Isn't
that?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't celebrate Christmas because I don't want to die.
Won't you let me? Won't you help me? Won't you help me understand you?
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground.
Yeah.
Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters, be messing up. Why does it have to be so?
allow me to break out of the country and into more country.